the pencil was a technological innovation. I said it's the most successful example I can give you because nobody needs directions how to use it. Nobody needs tech support to fix it. Everybody understands it when you put it in their hand. Those iPads we were just talking about, they're your example of the internet. Same thing. People don't really need help with an iPad. You hand them an iPad, it's just intuitive. They just use it. You can take an iPad, connect it to the internet, and hand it to my granddaughter. I know I bought her one for Christmas. And they just use it. Well, that's the example of the internet and the challenge we have. Is we have to fix it so that utility and that advantage is in the hands of everybody, not just the people lucky enough to live in, like the example given here, the city limits of Deer River. But if you live in the farmhouse 8 miles up the road, you ought to be able to have the same advantage. You know, at some point, this country's had decided that roads were important, and we found a way to make it available for everybody. We decided that electricity was important, and we found a way. You know, and it's the same with the internet. Current hurdles are too many public agencies aren't allowed to cooperate with private industry, or they, you know, they can't share connectivity. They can't, you know, I would love for the city of Carlton to be able to piggyback on most of the fiber I have. They would love to. But when it starts coming down time to, well, how do we work this out? How do we write this agreement up and stuff? There are so many regulatory hurdles in their way that haven't been cleared so they can cooperate and partner for that. You don't run into that with the power company. You know, you don't have the issue of, well, you know, I don't know if I can tell you where our power lines run. I don't know. You know, Connect Minnesota has done a fantastic job of helping map out the connectivity that is out there. But I can tell you there's a couple places I've spent seriously $200,000-$300,000 running fiber connectivity that if I'd just known that UMD had some in there and they had some excess fiber, I could have just leased a couple strands from them. I could have utilized the money over here someplace. But we're still kind of in the infancy of getting that cooperation and mapping and ability to, for both government and private industry to cooperate and make that stuff work. So I would encourage everybody to think about that. Like I said, no community operates in a vacuum. You take all the cool things and people apply, that's going to harm the urban communities like in ways they don't even understand. Anyway, I could rant on for hours, I won't.
We'll get to questions here a little bit, but thank you, because you have raised some things I think do lead to questions about, you know, for one, examples, but don't answer right now because I want to let Frank have some time, but, you know, examples of success of that partnering, and then I'm just curious about the nature of the barrier a little more in terms of the partnering. So, Frank, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I'm Frank Reed, Leech Lake MIS Director. I got my start too in the military electronics, radios and radio telephones. It goes way back. So I come from the telco side of our department of MIS. We have the telecommunication, telcos and then we have our network. When I first came on board, the voice communications was very poor. So we started improving on that. We put there was something like 28 T1s connected to the cast rate. By the time we got through, we were down to 13 T1s, and then we had full connection. We were utilizing all channels on the T1 when we got through. So we greatly enhanced our voice and 56K network to start with. And then we put in four number dialing. We built all the calls. We can reach here. We can reach here with four number dialing. We can reach here. It'll do what they call a hop off here. So that's where we got I got started on. And then we were doing our unlimited amount in the area of wireless. Former director, he met with the health director, and they had some money for grants. And then Richard, I think, he said to the health director, he said, well, we could utilize.